y'all, and welcome to Pisces Opinion Podcast.
I am Jackie.
And I'm Brittany.
And before we get into the topic, please drop your comments down below and let your girls know and subscribe if you haven't already. Today's podcast is very special. We have our very first guest on the podcast, Tamika Greer.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me on this Pisces Opinion Podcast, because I am a Pisces and I am a lover of all things Pisces, and I'm excited to talk with y'all today.
We're excited to talk to you too, Tamika.
Thank you for coming on the podcast and sitting with us and discuss this topic.
Yes. Yeah. Now let's get into the topic, self-care and protecting your energy. What does self-worth mean to you guys?
Self-worth, well, when I think about self-worth, I always think about the word worthy and, you know, how that applies to how I'm living my life. And do I feel worthy? And when I feel worthy, I am worthy. So self-worth to me means that I am honoring who I am. And I'm also loving and loving who I am, just being me. So having that strong self-worth, it actually just allows for everything else to flow in my life. So yes, that's what self-worth means to me.
That's good.
Yeah.
To me, self-worth basically is, you know, being able to be worth, you feel worthy of love, basically.
Yeah.
You feel like you belong with other people, and you hold yourself up on the highest pedestal as you can, because you know your self-worth and you know what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept.
Right.
My self-worth is a sense of being good in whatever I do or whatever I'm working on, because I know I'm worthy of getting it accomplished.
That's
just self around it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are three things you do to take care of yourself?
Okay. Wow. Three things. So, there's a lot of things, but I'm going to pick my top three. So one of the things that I love to do to take care of myself is I love to work out. I love the sweating, you know, the motivation, the inspiration that happens inside of me when I'm working out. So that is definitely something that one of the things I do to take care of myself, not just, you know, to look good, but just to actually feel good. So the next thing I do to take care of myself is I am getting better with meditating. I'm getting better. I won't say that, you know, I do it every day, but when I try to do it, I'm intentional about it and I know the difference. So that's one thing that I do. And really, meditating is just really just allowing myself to just be present and not think about things and not, just kind of let my mind flow. So.
Right.
That's that. And another thing that I do to take care of myself, gosh, there's so many different things. I haven't done it in a while, but this is something that really like allow for me to get in the mindset of taking care of myself. I would have a spiritual bath. I would take candles. I would have my book. I would have, you know, my favorite stones. I would just have everything that around me that made me feel good. I would even have a glass of wine in the tub. So that was something that, you know, I started doing for myself, and, you know, I just moved on to different things, but that was just like, I just remember being so grounded and feeling like a reset. So those are, again, I have like so many, I could go into so many different things, but let's just do three. We'll talk about others later.
All right. Three things that I do is take care of my outer appearance. You know, once I feel good on the outer, I feel good. My day goes well.
Yeah.
Two, I take care of my inner peace. Like, you know, just try not to let anyone negativity get into me. You know, that's a self-care that I like to do. I just block out all the negativity energy around me. Mm-hmm. And then three, I try to exercise, just eat better, just try to make bad habits into better habits. So those are three things that I do for self-care.
For me, it would be, I have to agree with Tamika, now exercising. So Jackie, that's my new thing now. also, making sure that I have time at the end of the day, like after I work, to relax a bit, because work can be stressful and I just need some time to relax, you know? And then also, sometimes you have to say no to certain things, like after, you know, in the afternoon, like I tell people no, like I don't want to go somewhere. I just want to relax at home. I've been, you know, say no as well. So
I believe Pisces need to, you know, reserve time to reset, you know, I mean, there's so much to us Pisces. We absorb a lot and we see a lot and we use a lot of energy. So making sure that we take time out for ourselves is really, that's essential to self-care and taking care of yourself. So.
Yep. Now, next question is, do you trust yourself, guys?
I will have to say yes and no, because sometimes I feel like, you know, I know what I'm doing and it's the right thing and I should do it. And then sometimes I don't, because I'm still figuring out myself. I'm still young and every day is a process. Every day you're figuring out what you like, what you don't like, what you're willing to accept, what you're not willing to accept. I think it comes with growth, basically.
I agree. You know? It does come with growth. I trust myself. And I'm also reminding myself to trust myself. So, you know, just that reminder, like, you can trust yourself, you know, that has really been a part of my journey of self-discovery, is learning to trust myself. So, yes, I trust myself.
I trust myself as well. I trust the process. When I was younger, I used to just be like, oh, I'm giving up. Or, you know, now I trust the process because I know God has me in every step of my life. In doubt, God always show his hand that he's there to hold you up, to get you through whatever you're going through. So, yes, I do trust myself and I do trust the process. Mm. How many ways can you take care of your mental health? Anybody want to, you want me to go?
Yes.
I write out my thoughts. I write my goals and try to make it into a reality. Just like when the pandemic hit, me and Brittany, I was like, Brittany, I want to start a podcast. And, you know, she was like, I want to be in a creative space. Let's do something. So I said, let's make this a reality. And we're trying to execute it and we're trying to work on it and, you know, grow in this process of being a podcaster. So writing out things help my my mental health as much as possible. Because when you see it, you be like, can I do it? Can I believe it? And, you know, make it a reality. So, How about yourself?
For me, it will have to be that, you know, I took the steps to go into therapy. That's one, to overcome some of the problems that I had in the past, because in order to move on, you have to get over, you know, your hurdles that you had. So that was one for me. And then also, like I said, exercising, that helps with my mental and stress as well. So also, making sleep a priority, because now since I am a teacher, I wake up really early. So I have to make sure that I make, you know, sleep one of my top priorities also, because I have a toddler too. So it's kind of hard. But when I have those days that, you know, I get to rest, I make sure that I rest so that I'm okay. What about you, Tamika?
A couple things I do to take care of my mental health. I am so fortunate to live in Southern California, so I get to go to the beach. And going to the beach, it doesn't have to be a hot day. It could be a cloudy day. It could be even a little, like, drizzling a little bit. I will still go to the beach, because that's just a place where I get to unwind and reset, and that's and meditate and journal and even catch up with friends that I haven't talked to in a while. Sometimes I'll sit at the beach. So that's a huge part of de-stressing or, you know, getting back on track. That's what I do. I go to the beach and just sit there. Just sit there and enjoy it with a cup of coffee. Yeah.
So a sense of water is peace for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It flows. It flows.
I do the same thing. My husband was like, why are you always bringing me to the, Haynes Point down in DC when we first started dating? I was just like, this is like a little stress reliever place that we go.
Yes.
You take your mind off things for a minute and just realize how beautiful nature is and one with the earth.
Your feet are in the sand, you're relaxing, you know, I mean, and it's a space where everybody's just enjoying themselves. You know, nobody's arguing, nobody's talking, you know, social media stuff or politics or whatever. Everybody's just having fun enjoying the beach. So, yeah.
Okay. How to make yourself first?
For me, how do I put myself first is, first of all, I say no, you know, when I don't want to participate in something, I don't want to, anything, even at my job, you know, I unapologetically say no in a space where, you know, they're not offended, but, you know, but I'm also taking control of what I want to do. So that's the first thing that I do to take care of myself is I say no and be okay with it.
Right. And that's the biggest one, to be okay with saying no.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What about you, Jackie?
How I make myself first is cut down on making things priority.
Right.
If it's not priority right now, I push it down on my list. I'll get to you when I get to you. Yeah. And I'm learning to say no and sticking to it.
Yeah.
Because I get utilized by so many people all the time. Sometime I got to say, no, I'm sorry, not today, maybe another day, or I can't do it at all. So just saying no and putting myself first and making things priority is how I put my self first. Just like I talked in the last podcast, I said, Brittany, I come home, because she was like, one selfish thing you do. I was like, I put my headphones on, put that where you can't hear noise cancellation on.
Uh-huh.
And I cut everybody out just for that solitude of just that quietness and peace that I need just to watch something or listen to some good music. Yeah. And that's how I'm putting myself first in today's world. How about yourself, Brittany?
Me, I'm still, working on learning how to put myself first, because like I said, I have a toddler. So all my time is going towards him and what he needs, what he wants to do, because it's not about me right now. Mm-hmm. It's more about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I am learning that, you know, on the weekends that I don't have him, you know, to let my hair down, go out with friends or family, just kick back and relax. And I don't have to feel guilty about it, because everybody,
that's right.
You know, I don't run like a machine. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm learning as I go, basically.
So. Yes. How does Pisces navigate energy, you think, Tamika?
How do we navigate energy? I think we had this conversation before about the whole concept of protecting your energy versus preserving your energy, and how it's really important to be able to distinguish, because when you think about protecting your energy, it's such a negative thing. Opposed to preserving your energy, where you're being intentional about, you know, where you're going to expend your energy. And so I think that Pisces definitely should be mindful about, you know, preserving their energy, because we're always out there. We're in a world, you know, people love us and they want to be around us. And, you know, you still have to find a sweet spot where you can just kind of step away, or, you know, maybe not answer the phone, you know, different things that you can do, but just preserving that energy and being intentional about it. And going back to saying no, you know, hey, it, you know, I get invited to so many different things. And if I went to every single thing, I would be exhausted. So you have to say no to, even if it's just me just staying home and just relaxing or conditioning my hair, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. I agree.
How do you think Pisces navigate energy, Brittany?
Well, like Tamika said, like us as Pisces, we tend to say yes to everything. Oh, we'll mm-hmm. do it. You know, mm-hmm. just to be the person, we have to start saying no as well. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we're tired too, just like everybody else. We don't work, uh-huh. we don't work like a machine. So mm-hmm. saying no is top on the list. And also being around people that don't drain your energy.
Yeah.
Like being mm-hmm. around positive people helps.
Mm-hmm.
If you're around sure. people, it brings you down. It brings your energy down and your mood and everything else. So mm-hmm. that's what I have to say about that. What about you, Jackie?
Like Tamika said, you explained it in a good definition. I think we navigate our energy to others because we're always willing to help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to be very reserved to recharge because we right. need that moment to just say, hey, I need, what about me? I need to take yeah. care of me sometime. Mm-hmm. So you summed it up so well, Tamika, yeah. the mm-hmm. way you put it, and you hit it right on the head.
She really did.
Yeah. Self-discovery as a Pisces, guys.
Self-discovery. Well, every day I'm discovering myself, you know, I made sure that from the beginning, if I don't like something that somebody does, because I tend to brush it off, I let it be known. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about me. And I noticed like Pisces, we don't like confrontation a lot. Yeah. And when things bother us, we tend to bottle it in. And then when we can't take it no more, that's when we explode. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that anymore. If yeah. I don't like yeah. it, I say it right then and there just to yeah. get my chest and off my mental.
Mm-hmm. So how is self-discovery as a Pisces for you, Tamika?
Oh, self-discovery as a Pisces for me is a constant discovery. You know, I feel as Pisces, number one, we get a lot of downloads and we get, you know, we're very dreamy. So, you know, we're always adjusting to things and figuring things out. So I think the one thing that allowed for me to discover who I was being clear about what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Just understanding what I really wanted out of life, you know, and I just kind of allow for me to just go down that path of figuring it out. And so mm-hmm. it was a constant discovery and a constant, you know, like, oh, this is what I want. So this is who I need to be. And all of that. So,
yeah. Self-discovery as a Pisces, we're always up for a challenge. We always want to see things through, no matter what. I feel like we are go-getters. We don't like to fail at something. So we're always trying to find that self-discovery in something because we want to accomplish when we put our mind to it. I just sense that from all of us, the way we're talking. I feel mm-hmm. like I feel your energy every time when you're talking about something so passionate. I'm like, oh, I feel the same way that she
yeah.
<felt."
laughs> mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, that's true. I mean, because I think I heard someone say before, if it's active in one, it's active in many. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always have similar things that, you know, especially Pisces. I mean, we just have like, you know, this quirkiness to us. It's to others it may seem odd, but it's so beautiful because we're mm-hmm. so connected and so spiritual and so intuitive. It's a gift. It's such a gift.
And do you guys find yourself, everyone navigating to you? When you're out and about, someone always just stopping to talk to you. And,
yeah, or telling me their problems.
Yeah, Tamika was saying the same thing.
She's like, my goodness, all the time.
Or they navigate to her, tell them their whole life story. Yeah.
Yes.
Approachable. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know. Our aura maybe is approachable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was standing in the store yesterday and this woman came in with like her dogs and the dogs came up to me. And I was like, what? Uh-huh. I'm like, and they're like up and smelling me and, you know, and they're all calm. And I was like, wow, you know, I'm like, oh, I guess it's the aura, I guess, you know. But yeah, I do find that people, oh gosh, yes, people talk to me. That's why I sometimes walk around with my earplugs in because people share so much with me, you know. And I'm like, is it something on my face to say, yes, come and talk to me, you know. It's so interesting. And I know that Pisces deal with it because that's how I met some Pisces.
Yes. How to have self-care when you have kids to look after? What do you think, Tamika?
Well, my baby is a grown baby. But when I think back to as a Pisces, is really just making sure I had that time to myself and not feeling guilty. You know, I would send her to her dad's or anywhere, actually. I'm like, go. And, you know, just so I had that time to just reset and just making sure that you have time to yourself and you can fill your cup and you can love on yourself so you can love, you know, everybody that's around you. So, yeah. How about you?
Yeah, Brittany.
Me? Well, now, like I said, when I don't have my son on the weekends, well, every other weekend now, that's better for me because I can, you know, let my hair down, relax, have fun, sleep.
Yes.
I don't have to wake up so early at 7 o'clock in the morning and play all day, you know. Also, even when I do have my son, like, I'm making him learn how to be more independent. So, you know, I don't have to always sit down on the ground and play toy cars when I come in work.
Yeah.
That helped me a lot because before I didn't get a break. I was always like on mommy mode. So
yeah.
Now I don't feel bad about, you know, putting myself first sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
My son is in middle age. He's 12 years old. So it's much easier than when he was small. When he was small, he would consume a lot of my time when I get from home from work. I was fortunate to stay home for 3 years until he was three. But once that changed, you know, I didn't find much time to, you know, take care of myself. You know, I'm always feeding into my family, getting food on the table, you know, getting stuff organized for the next day. So now since he's much older, he can handle himself so much more. So I'm finding ways to make self-care a priority to me, like just running a hot bath, putting my phone or computer up and just watching something on Netflix or, you know, watching some funny YouTube clips or something. So self-care is very, very important now since my child is much older, going into a teenager age. Yeah. So, yeah, I try to make that a priority. Pisces self-care versus other signs self-care. What have you guys observed from other signs?
Well, I noticed that like Taurus, they tend to want to spend, you know, splurge on themselves to make themselves feel better. You know, Sagittarius. They like to sleep or relax, you know, that's what makes them comfortable.
I feel like Geminis, they tend to, because I have a lot of girlfriends in the past, they were Geminis. I feel like they like a lot of self-care too. They like that just, you know, unwind, relax, get a glass of wine, kind of. That's how they always get, I've got to get me something, girl. When I get in the house, you know, I know that they like to unwind when they get off and do stuff.
Yeah.
What else signs can I say? Taurus. Yeah. They take care of their self well-being as well. They love to groom and look good as well. What have you observed, Tamika?
Taurus as well. Taurus is sent, they definitely take care of themselves, and it may not look like they're taking care of themselves to us, because to us it may look like they're just being, you know, selfish or whatever, but they have no problem taking care of themselves, and that's something that I actually admire in Tauruses. And Virgos are what I admire about a Virgo is, and I have a lot of actually my best friend from third grade is a Virgo. And she is very detail oriented, unlike me. And, you know, I see that a lot with Virgos, you know, even the Virgos that I work with. So that's a difference that I see opposed to being a Pisces, and not saying that we can't be detail oriented or, you know, that methodical as a Pisces. To us, it looks like, well, to me, it looks like work. It's like, oh, geez, like that's a lot that they're doing. So,
yeah, I feel the same way.
What are some ways you protect your energy, Tamika?
I take a nap. I take a nap. I go to the beach again. Even sometimes just taking a shower, you know, just taking a shower and just relaxing and, you know, putting on my favorite smelling lotion and getting under my covers and maybe watching something silly on, or maybe like a thriller, anything that allows for me to escape. Pisces, we like to escape. We like to, you know, do all the good things to ourselves and make us ourselves feel good. So, yeah, that's how I kind of do that.
Yeah, Brittany. For me, it will have to be this is hard. To protect, staying around positive people.
Mm-hmm. Just keeping all the negative out.
Yeah, keeping the negativity out of my life. Mm-hmm. Making sure that I'm right with them before I go around other people as well. Like making sure that I check my energy, because I don't want my energy to rub off on anybody else. If I'm having a bad day, then
right.
I'm not going to go around other people and make them have a bad day. That's all I can say.
The way I protect my energy, like I'm going back, saying no, sticking to it, and not let negative thoughts get in, you know. Right. Just trying to speak positive, putting that positivity thinking into everything that I do. Try not to go down in the rabbit hole like, oh, this and that. Yeah. Or someone feel like, or if you feel like someone's talking about your, you know, putting that those negative thoughts inside, I protect my energy by not feeding into it. So if you feel something, you know how you feel like someone like, is she talking about me behind my back?
Yeah.
Not to let that negative energy get in. Because once I start thinking that, I feel like I'm starting to not like this person. And it may not even be that. It could just, I could just be upset about something, or I'm taking it the wrong way.
Right.
I'm just, what I think about is what I, because like I've been listening to a lot of self-help, like what you think about, you bring about, because you got to keep your mind in a positive place. Yeah. So always just stay positive, you know, because if you think positive, your day will go positive. Right. So I just try not to go down to the negative side, just stay positive about it. And if because people are going to talk, they're going to say what they're going to say. And it is what it is. You can't change someone else thinking of you. So let it be. And think positive, your negative energy will just be gone because you're not putting that in your mindset all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time you had to cut someone off because they wanted to, because you wanted to protect your energy, basically?
Mika?
Well, I would say it wasn't a particular person, but it was an environment, and that was my job. And I knew that, you know, I was doing everything that I needed to do to preserve my energy, but it was a lot. So I walked away from my job in 2019, right before the pandemic, and I'm a nurse, and I worked in a hospital, and it was heavy. And when I felt that it started to change who I was, you know, that's when I said, y'all gotta go.
How about you, Brittany?
For me, yes, I had to cut off a friend because everything in her life was negativity, and it was me that always had to figure out the solution. And I was just tired of all the negative that she was bringing. It was nothing positive that she would call me about, like, hey, this happiness happened to me or something.
Yeah.
It was always something that was down. And I just felt like with her being down, it made me feel down because I'm just like, I don't want her to feel that way. So what can I do to help her?
Right.
Her problem shouldn't have became my problems.
Yeah.
And I felt like that's what it was becoming. And it was just too much for me. So I had to let it go. Yeah.
I'm on both sides. I've had a negative job experience and I've had a negative friendship that I talked about in the last episode. So if you guys want to go back and listen to that story and how I cut someone off, but I felt sorry about it. But at the same time, it was draining. You know, it was negative on my soul and my energy. So so I can sympathize with both of your situations because I've been on both sides. I've had a job that I've walked away from because I'm not happy. And if you're not happy, you got to find ways to making yourself happy. So that's how you got to protect your energy. Be the change, be the force to make things better in your life. So that's a way of protecting your energy and protecting yourself. Yes. What do you want, but maybe afraid to ask for?
A break. It was a break because before I had my son 24/7 till recently, so I was afraid to ask for a break because I didn't want anybody to think that I'm a bad mom because I want to have a break from him.
Brittany, you used to low-key throw it in the conversation a little bit. Yeah, you want a child today?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, a break or like sometimes, you know, when you just want to vent and vent your life, but you don't want people to look at you like you're crazy, like talk to people and just let them listen. They don't gotta say nothing.
Right. Just be present.
Just be present.
Yeah.
Right.
How about you, Tamika?
What do I want that I'm afraid to ask? Oh my goodness. Wow. It's constantly changing. But what I'm afraid to ask. I was gonna say $523 million, but I'm not really
looking at that. The next Mega Million.
You know, I think I will agree with Brittany when you talked about having a break. When I'm at work, I have to be at work at 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And so we work straight for maybe like 6 or 7 hours. And because I'm in there and I'm the nurse that's, you know, in that operating space. Sometimes I'll, you know, it's like, if I take a break, then everything's going to slow down. And so, I think that's true. I'm afraid to ask for a break because number one, I don't want to mess up the flow or, you know, I just want to keep moving. Or, you know, I don't want people to say, oh, now she got to take a break, you know? And so, that's a thing for me right now, at my job. So yeah, break for sure.
Yes. Me, I have been afraid to ask for a promotion, being in self-doubt about how good I'm at something. I've had that moment where I say, I know I'm doing a good job. Why are they not recognizing me? Why are they not seeing my potential? I go above and beyond and give 110% whatever I do. I have been afraid to ask for a promotion, but I won't going forward, you know, because I know my self-worth and I know I'm worthy of a promotion or a raise or whatever it may be. But I have in the past been afraid to ask for a promotion and growth in my job, but not no more. What do you guys think about manifesting?
Oh,
yeah.
Manifesting.
So what's your thought, Tamika?
Manifesting is life, is you knowing exactly what you want and allowing for it to show up. you knowing what you want and allowing for it to show up. That's manifesting. I mean, we can talk about manifesting for like the rest of this conversation, but you know, it's such a magical thing to know that you have the capabilities to do that in your own life, and people miss it. And it's a gift. It's actually a gift. I believe in manifestation. I believe that we are creators. And whatever it is that we create, good or bad, it manifests, it shows up in your life, period.
Yeah, because a lot of people think manifesting is, we talked about this before, like it's not you being a believer in God, but yeah. Manifest what you want in life. Know where you're going and know whatever you speak, you can bring it into existence. You got to believe it to see it. How about you manifesting, Brittany? You have any thoughts around it?
I agree. What you put out is what you get. Mm-hmm. You know, saying it and keep writing it down. One day it will happen. It's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to, but it will. And also you got to put some work into it as well. You can't just say you want something and then don't put no action or work behind it. You have to, you know, help what you want to bring towards mm-hmm. your.
So I think that's all what we have on today's topic. And I just want to be mindful of letting people know to what you think about, you bring about, keep your mind in a positive place. If you would love to join us, just like Tamika Greer did, please reach out to us at PiscesOpinion2021@gmail.com, where people can find you or let them know what you got going on about yourself.
Yeah. So a Pisces partner that I have, of course she's Pisces. We actually started a Facebook group called A Pisces Vibe, and it's a Facebook group that we just interact with other Pisces and inspire them to live their best life. And sometimes we offer quotes and, just content that'll support them in, you know, finding out who they are and discovering what Pisces is all about, and you know, supporting them in their personal journey. So you can find me at A Pisces Vibe on Facebook, and soon we'll be having some merch, which is exciting because we get to be in our creative mode. So I'm excited about that. We're just getting started. We're building up our little tribe, and all the Pisces, you are welcome. So come out and check us out. But you have to be Pisces for sure.
Well, Tamika, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you today. I really appreciate you coming and sitting with us and having this discussion. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to the Pisces Opinion Podcast, where we keep things real all the time.